Spies. We know they're around, don't we? Yes. But do you really expect them to be looking at your own personal things? Somewhat worrying revelations in the paper this morning that the federal government is using increasingly powerful cyber snooping equipment to monitor your social media platforms. Millions of Australians apparently are being combed over on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Flickr, blogs, the whole lot. I'm joined by technology expert Stilgherrian this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Robert.
Now, it's not April 1st, so I take it that this is not actually an April Fool's joke.
No, this is actually quite serious stuff. And to be honest, I'm having trouble seeing some of this as spying, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
But yes, software that can monitor what people are saying on social media sites, social networking sites, and more generally on the internet has been around for a while. It's getting better. It's getting more automated. And people such as Australian government departments and large corporations have been using these services for some years.
Should we be surprised? I mean, when you put things on social media, when you put them on Facebook, on Twitter, etc., it is then in the public domain, isn't it?
Well, that's right. It is published in both the figurative and the legal sense of the word. So when I see people saying, you know, in the case that's come up, that the Department of Immigration and Border Protection was spying on what someone was saying on social media, the other way of calling that, of looking at that, is to say they were reading what she published.
Yes.
As she would have been reading what the department published.
So does this come down to an attitudinal thing then? Do people have to realise that what happens on their social media is no longer theirs, that it is, in fact, public property, and they should be aware that anybody and everybody is going to be able to look at it?
Absolutely. And look, that's going to be, you know, one of the big things that the current generation of people growing up on the internet will be aware of. But people who have come to the internet and social media during their adult years won't have learnt, if you like, the playground lessons. I mean, we all learn how to socialise as kids in the playground and what you can and can't say and what you can and can't keep hidden. But the rules have changed for most of us since we became adults. And so we don't have that innate sense. Now, I think it's worth mentioning, though, that people have the sense of, oh, but it was only posted amongst my friends. But see, something like Facebook privacy settings can be, well, your information can be seen by friends of friends, and you don't really.
And of course, the government is always our friend.
Well, obviously, yes, and there's been some research to show, it's probably got better in the last couple of years, but one of the security companies actually put up a social media profile on Facebook of a yellow duck and a person's name and their age, and that's it, sent random friend requests out, and half of the time, 50% of the time, people said, yeah, you can be my friend. Suddenly they have access to what you said.
All right. Look, we forewarned is forearmed, of course. You should be always careful about what you put up. Just finally, too, yesterday or the day before yesterday, there was this revelations of Heartbleed and the suggestion that we should change our passwords. Just I've gone and changed my banking password yesterday. Are we doing the right thing?
Kind of. What you need to make sure is that any services that you connect to which have been affected by the Heartbleed vulnerability have in fact fixed their end first. Otherwise, all you're doing is changing your password, giving the new password to that service, and the bad guys can now just take the new password.
How do we know whether they've updated it?
They should be telling you. And this is an interesting thing. Many organisations are not actually providing good information about what they're doing. I noticed one of the banks doesn't have anything on their website, and this is my bank, so I won't say which one, but if you ask them on Twitter, they'll say, no, we were okay. We were not in the two-thirds of sites around the world that might have been affected. And certainly what's been unfolding over the last 24 to 48 hours is, well, yeah, within those two-thirds, actually quite a lot weren't vulnerable. They had to be running a specific version of the vulnerable software, and, you know, not everyone was doing that. And certainly some of the bigger organisations and banks are amongst these, do have information security teams that can respond very, very quickly to this sort of problem. But people should, I think the message is, look out for messages from all of the people you do business with online, your social networks and so on, and when they say change your password, Do it.
Do it. Stilgherrian, as always, thank you.
My pleasure, Robbie.
See ya.